Don't worry about it.
How old?
Damn.
Girl, you did it. You look good. How old are they?
My oldest is going to be 14 in a few weeks.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I know. She had a kid when we were all like, oh, my God.
30, but like it felt like I was 16.
Yeah. That's what it, I mean, you look so young.
Thank you.
She is.
Well, yeah.
We're not as young as you. How old are you?
35.
Yeah. Oh, we're definitely not as young as you.
To this way, like that. Does that work?
You're 35. Yeah. So 35. When did you have your first kid?
At 30.
Yeah.
But I'm one of the youngest moms, I think. Like, I just think in LA, people just have kids older.
They do.
Yeah. I think like everywhere. I got pregnant later in LA, but I mean, it's not like when our parents had us.
No.
Yeah.
But I grew up in Mexico, in Guadalajara.
Oh, okay.
And I'm right in the middle of my friend group in terms of having had kids.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. Like, I had friends who had kids at 23.
Wow.
You know what I mean? Whereas here, I don't have one friend who had a kid at 23. It's like, that feels like a teen pregnancy in
it's
LA.
Like teen mom. There's a docuseries about that person.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what I was saying.
No, it's true.
I mean, it felt, especially when, regardless of your age, but when none of you, like my older sister didn't have kids, none of my friends had kids. It's really about the friend circle too, why
I wasn't even married yet when you got pregnant.
Yeah, it felt very, weren't.
No.
Crazy.
Yeah, I was the first person she told. I was like, oh my God, what are you going to do?
I know, she was, yeah.
And she was like, well, I'm married and we have a house.
What are you going to do? Yeah. She's like, oh, I'm going to have the baby I wanted. That's
but
so
you know,
funny.
We're in such a different stage of life where I was like, oh my God. And then he just
became
Marsh.
I love these spam texts. Can we talk for a moment?
Oh, I get these constantly now.
Can we talk for a moment? And then like another, like, where are you? Like one time I responded,
I got
under your
baited.
Bed. I'm under your bed.
I get a lot of like highs and like it's been a while.
Yeah, I'd be like, what if I responded like absolutely call me now? I'm available.
But also, what do they want?
I don't know.
Like, it's so interesting. I'm like, how do you want to steal my money? Because you want to steal my money. That's what you're trying to do. But how?
Yeah. Exactly.
What's the high plan?
So the latest thing someone told me with the call, because I get a lot of calls too. Most of them I don't answer. But on occasion, I'm thinking, oh, it might be if it looks like an 818, like it might be someone from school. It might be, you know, if my kid's somewhere and I'm like, oh, maybe it's one of the coaches or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But what I am being told is that, you know, you answer, right? And nobody's there. They are trying to get your voice.
To do what?
Because then they can
they
do
can use it.
The AI. They can generate an AI call to somebody with else to try to get money from them, pretending that they're you.
Oh my God!
You know
they
saying?
Totally got my voice.
Wow!
So that has happened to a friend of mine.
That's crazy.
They got the
thank you.
The 17-year-old kid's
voice. Oh, that's right.
Called the grandfather and was like, "He's in trouble. He needs you to wire money." This is the lawyer's office, whatever. And it was sounded just like him. So the guy went and dropped money off.
It was his grandson. And he was like, I'm in trouble. Don't tell mom and dad. I need your help.
Yeah.
And the guy
That's
did
creepy.
It.
So now if I ever answer, I'm like, hello. And if it's like somebody real.
You're like, here's my fake voice.
Yeah. I'll answer and just, I'm silent. Because clearly if it's somebody, they're going to be like, hello. So often there's nobody on the other end, right? Does this happen to you?
All the time.
Yeah.
All the time. And I'm always the sucker that answers.
Yeah.
Wait, I can't believe we just learned your age. You've done so. We have Selena Ringel here.
Yes. Welcome. Thank you for being here. We've
talked about it for like a year. We are moms together.
Yes.
Her oldest, my youngest are in the same class. And
you have a girl?
Boy. I have both. But my son is in her year.
Oh, cute.
He's a little lover.
Yes.
Matthias.
He is.
And then Camilla?
Yeah.
I always feel like I botched that name.
No, Hi. You did good. Camilla.
I did good. Camilla. Uh-huh. Love that. I love that name.
Thank
and
you.
And how old is she, two?
One and a half.
One and a half. Holy shit.
Yeah.
You've done so much for 35.
Thank you. Thank you. I have so much
more
stuff
to go?
About not feeling like I do
Are
enough.
Are you out of your mind?
So thank you so much.
I think everyone
feels that way.
Yeah. That's true.
I'm like 10 years older than you, and I'm like, what am I doing?
I feel like everybody feels that, though. I do. But it's weird because I think it's like you're never like, I've arrived. You know what I mean?
I don't think anyone, no matter how successful, feels like that. You're not really ever done, especially if you're ambitious.
I was going to say you should write a book about it, but I think you did. You should write a book about, like, how do you do all this? I mean, you've produced your own comedy special.
Yeah.
You've produced your own movie.
Yeah.
Sold it. Two movies or one?
Three movies.
Three
movies?
Amazing.
Like, how, what was the age you started? Like, what was...
So, well, first of all, I skipped 2 years of school. So I skipped seventh grade and I skipped a year of college. So I started my master's at 22. So I've kind of been sprinting.
What did you get your master's in?
Film at AFI.
Okay. Oh,
yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, and I had already worked before I did my master's because I've just kind of been, which is funny because now I'm like, I should have taken a year off.
Yeah.
Should have gone to Australia or something. Yeah. Like, I've just been like running the whole time. But I started my company with my husband right after we graduated. So I was 24 when I started my company.
And did you meet him in school?
Yeah. Yeah.
Dan, her husband, Dan.
What?
He's just the sweetest man.
He's the sweetest man.
I was watching a clip of you guys this morning and I started crying.
What?
Was it the skin deep one?
No.
You watch that for an hour, you'll get real into our marriage.
If this was the last time we were talking, what would you want me to remember of you? And then you made him repeat the question. Then he's sitting there and he's just like crying. He's like trying to do the question. And then she's crying. And I was like, why am I crying?
This is
it's like a throuple.
This was the Skin Deep.
Oh, it was. So, oh, yes.
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 So the Skin Deep is this card game that became one of our brand partners when we did the marketing for our movie that went to theaters. And this card game is very intense, deep questions to like connect couples. But if you watch the full hour, you will know too much about my marriage.
Is it on Instagram?
It's on YouTube.
Oh, YouTube.
But it's like a very intense, very honest conversation about like all of the deepest issues you could possibly have.
Wow, I love that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's interesting because the movie you just released, You, Me, and Her.
Yeah.
I'm dyslexic. Am I saying that right?
No, you're
like,
saying
me, you, her.
No, no, you, me, and her. You got it right the first time.
Like, and I know that was loosely based on.
Yeah.
But like how long, in that movie, how long had you guys been married? Technically. Was it based on?
It was loosely based on something that happened to us.
Yeah.
Which I'm happy to share.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been married to my husband for 10 years now. This is the real story. So the real story is we went on a trip to Vegas. And it was like one of our first trips that we had without our son.
Are you starring in this movie as well?
Yes, no. I wrote it.
You wrote it? He directed it, right?
I produced it.
When did this come out?
He directed it. It came out on Valentine's Day in 250 theaters.
Yeah. I mean,
nationwide.
She did this on her own.
And we did the marketing campaign ourselves.
In 2024?
2025.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Amazing. It just came out. Yeah.
Okay, wait, tell us.
Okay. So I went to, and it's out now on Stars.
It's good.
And on Apple.
It's really good.
And on Amazon.
Incredible.
So we went on this trip to Vegas, and it was one of the first trips I had taken without my son. And we were at this club, and this woman started hitting on me, which hadn't really happened to me before because I don't think I really like call that in, but for some reason, at this club, this very beautiful woman, might I add, was like really into me. And she basically was like, you know, I would like really love to kiss you. And I was like, oh my God.
Dan is next to you?
He's right next to me.
But it's loud, I assume.
It's loud, but I'm also like, I actually asked, I was like, Dan, like, this is weird, but this beautiful woman is like, has been talking to me all night and she really wants to kiss me and I think like I kind of want to kiss her too and like is that something that and he's like yeah go for it.
Stop it.
I was like oh okay. so we like share this beautiful
and you were married
yeah
okay
for, like, with a kid
yeah
okay great
yeah
love it
married with a kid
yeah
love anyway it. So we have this beautiful kiss. This woman's like, you know, there's a lot of parts of you that you still need to like uncover. I'm like, okay. She's like, can I have your phone number? Can I maybe text you later? I'm like, oh, damn. Like, what is happening? So I tell my husband, I'm like, I don't know. Like, should I give her my phone number? Like, I'm kind of like curious to like see her again. And he's like, yeah. Give her your phone number. So I'm like,
I love him already.
He's the sweetest man in the world too.
Okay.
So I give her my phone number. Okay. Then we spend the next 48 hours in Vegas. Literally just talking about, like, what's on the table, what's not on the table. Like, can I see her by myself? He's like, no, that's cheating. I'm like, oh, okay. Like, all the, like, right? Like, all the rules of, like, what this would even look like.
No, that's cheating.
I love that it's so definitive.
Yeah. This message, ghosted me. So she never texted me, which was weird because I felt like I was in high school again. Like, I was like waiting for her text. You know what I mean? I was like, and we had such a long conversation about like what was allowed and what wasn't allowed and all the things. And then she just never texted me. But bless her heart, because on the way back from Vegas, we were already outlining the script for the movie. Because we were like, there's something really interesting here.
Yeah.
And I think especially when you've been married to someone for a very long time, mm-hmm. it gets so easy to take the other person for granted. And I'm still not 100% sure if I'm bisexual or not. I'll have to find that out if it actually goes through and it didn't.
Yeah.
But what I will say, what I will say is like, A, I was genuinely very attracted to this woman.
Yeah.
And B, I felt seen in
That's
a way
what it is.
I had not felt seen in a very long time.
Yeah.
Yes.
And being hit on felt so nice.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I felt so like hot and in my element.
Yeah.
And then it was also like, whoa, what a weird loophole that my husband was like, yeah, go for it. Do you know, like, had it been a man, it would have been immediately cut off.
Yeah.
Like, it would have, that kiss would have never happened.
That is so interesting, right?
So, yeah, exactly. So we were like, wow, there's a lot to explore here in terms of what it means to be in a long-term committed relationship, what it means to feel seen, to feel taken for granted, to check in with someone as they're growing and changing. And so that was, like, the beginning of what this movie ended up being.
I mean, the beginning of the movie, you start watching it and they...
Have you seen it?
Yeah.
Now I'm
they get in. It's really good.
Yeah.
And they get in bed. And you know what is so funny? I'm watching that opening scene where you're on the computer and he's in bed. And then you both... Well, she walks in on him, like, jerking off. And you're just like, ugh. I'm like, how depressing. And then you see them both go to bed, like, facing opposite walls. I'm like, how depressing. I was like, wait, this is like... We've all been here. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you don't clock it. But there is something routine and rut-like that you're like,
You don't check in.
You don't check in.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting that you say that because one of the things that happened, one of the first things that happens in that scene is that she says to him, you know, you could have at least asked me if I wanted to.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, would you have wanted to?
Yeah. Yeah,
and then they,
like,
just both turn
around.
You know what
around.
I mean? It's like because they're like stuck in this thing where they're not. No one's actually trying.
Yeah.
No one's actually checking in.
Yeah.
I think that when you're with someone for a very long time, you can get in these little moments where it's just like you're just on autopilot.
You're on autopilot. You're
you know,
like, get
it's like
me
a
through.
Roommate almost.
Yeah,
you're like,
yeah. Get me through the
what
day.
What are we doing?
Yeah,
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 yeah.
Yeah. It's so true.
Yeah. So,
did you and Dan ever go through that though?
I think you know not. Specifically like that, but definitely moments. I think and also we like what was very hard about this movie is that we took very real parts of ourselves, but then we exaggerated things to make the most interesting story.
Of course.
But so then what happens is like there's a lot of therapy that goes into mm-hmm. that because I'm like, oh, what if we made her a little like this? And he's like, oh yeah, you're so like that. And I'm like, whoa, 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 whoa. Like, I'm actually not like that. I just think there's like a little piece of that in me. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because it's like we're really tackling our own stuff.
Is this your husband in the movie as well?
No. Okay. So that my husband directed the movie. Mm-hmm. And then this guy is called Ritesh Rajan, who's the actor who played my husband.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I secretly hated you when you first started Sunnyside because I was like, I knew who you were. And I was like, oh, a star is born. And look, her husband goes with her every day for drop off. I'm like, what a committed relationship.
What do you mean
and
the
then
star
you,
is born?
You start to learn that that's just your and Dan's relationship. Like, Dan is just a love muffin where he's just like.
He's a sweet guy, but he also has his moments.
Yeah.
Well, funny. Well, I loved the trip you were explaining that he booked for Vegas.
Oh, my God.
In my head, I'm going, is this the same trip?
Yeah. No, no. That was a different trip. But no, he has like serious ADD.
He has serious ADD. And she was telling me all about this trip he booked. And
he just didn't book it. It was a trip he booked that wasn't
like,
booked.
I'm going to take care of it.
There was no hotel.
They show up.
I feel like he's
going to
kill me for sharing this right now.
Stop it.
Can we share
it?
It's kind of funny. She shows up at Burbank Airport.
Yeah.
And she's like, he's like, all right. He starts going through all these flight reservations. Turns out they have 4 outbound tickets, 2 on like Spirit and 2 on JetSuite X. And she's like, well, let's do JetSuite app.
Yeah. I mean.
And then they show up and it's like, can you show us your confirmation for the hotel? He's like, I don't think I pressed confirm. And she's like, okay, it's a thought that counts. It's a thought that counts.
Well, I'm but the, she's organizer like the organizer of all things.
Yeah. Okay.
And he was like trying to, he was like, I'll take this off your plate. And I was like, great.
I'll take this.
That's how that went.
Slash, it's not on a plate at all.
That's why you were planning the imaginary threesome. Yes. Or the imaginary hookup. And he was like, great, great. No, that's where I stop.
Yeah.
That's amazing. And then wait, these sweaters. I'm obsessed.
Oh, thank you.
The cardigan.
You. Thank you.
So when did you start this?
So, okay. So this started... I created this initially for myself, and the shoes as well. So these are also, I make these. So, oh, I mean, when I say so I, by the way, I have people who help me, so I'm not like actually making it myself.
Oh, you've got your guys' names. How cute. Yeah. That's
and
adorable.
And this is a song. That's my song with my husband. But they're all custom made. So the idea is I started this in, it's actually a funny story. I was in Cannes a couple years ago. I think it was like maybe 3 or 4 years ago. And I was making fun of Golden Goose. Because I was like, who spends this much money on shoes that look old?
Yeah.
Like they just look old. Like, why would you ever do that?
Yeah.
So I was like, well, we should go inside just to see why everyone's spending
money. And then you bought a pair?
So then they were like, just so you know, there's a man that only comes once a month who happens to be here that can customize anything you want on the shoe. And I was like, oh, no, I think... I have to do this. I was like, I think after all of that, I have to buy a Golden Goose and customize it. So I customized it and I put all of these manifestations. So like things that I really wanted to happen on the shoe. And I put like HBO Max and I put like all these like things that like hadn't, that were just thoughts, ideas. Yeah. Like, and I basically, every time I wore them, I was like, okay, I'm going to embody that these are things I want to like walk in and manifest.
Oh, that's cool.
And a lot of things ended up manifesting from those shoes, which is pretty incredible. And anyway, cut to a few years later, I had all these people asking me about the shoes. And then it turned into me making a cardigan for myself as well, because I just love the idea of like, it's like a wearable vision board.
Yeah.
Like wearing something that like you want to embody energetically.
Yeah.
And then so many people were asking me like, where did I get it or how did I do it? And I was like, how do I like make this available to other people? Turns out it's a bitch. Turns out it's not easy at all. But I've now, because I've been doing this book tour with my book, I've basically been selling the cardigans and the shoes when I time I go on tour. And I had them up online for sale, but now I'm starting to, it's so much work. And I feel like, I think I'm at this point where it's like either this becomes like a collaboration with a fashion designer, you know, because the amount of time it takes me to do everything. But people have loved them, and I've been able to sell a lot as I'm doing the tour, which has been great.
What is the book?
So the book is called Be the Train.
Okay.
The Mindset and Tools You Need to Make Your First Feature.
Love it.
And I got a quote from Mel Robbins.
Wow.
Yeah, which was really cool.
I love that.
I actually cried when I got the quote.
Aww. Right she there, said, this book will ignite the fire within you.
Yeah.
You can read that?
Yeah.
I can't read that.
I can't read that.
Me neither.
You can't?
No.
Your young little eyes. What do you mean?
I can't read it.
Really?
So that's amazing.
Thank you.
How long did it take you to write this?
So I wrote the first draft. I woke up from 4 to 6 in the morning because it's the only time that I could write without a bunch of kids screaming.
That's early.
It was very early. It was very intense. I did that for 2 months to get through the first draft. And then I did a bunch of edits, and then I got a copy editor at some point. But the first draft was 2 months, 2 hours a day.
That's impressive.
Thank you. It was intense.
Artists and their vision boards.
I also think that's smart that you had that time, consistent with that window of time.
Well, actually, so it was actually my husband. So he was really smart because I had always wanted to write a book. And then we had this moment where I was like on this panel with all these people that were like way more important than me. There was one person who had like a $400 million fund, and we were like all speaking at UCLA. And at the end of the talk, there was like this big line to talk to me. Mm-hmm. And we were like, why did that happen? Do you know what I mean? And then it was like, as we were thinking about it, we were like, oh, because everybody else is so far removed from where the audience is.
Yeah.
I'm one step removed.
Yeah.
Like, you can imagine yourself making an independent film and going to theaters.
Yeah.
You can't imagine yourself with $400 million if you're graduating from college.
Yes.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So we were like, that's so interesting because there's a lot here because we've done everything independently. We did our own marketing campaign ourselves. There's a lot of stuff there. And so my husband, at the time, we knew we were going to come out in 250 theaters in February. And Dan was like, the book needs to be out at the same time. I was like, what do you mean?
Yeah.
And he was like, you need to write this like now.
Yeah.
And we need to make sure that it's timed right so that you can like promote the book with the movie coming out.
So smart.
So I did.
You had to carve out that time.
Like everything else in your life, though, did you just write this without like a deal in place?
Yes.
Of course you did.
I did.
See, you're a self-starter because I go, if it doesn't get picked up, that's 40 hours of my life I'll never get back.
Well, so that's
the problem with
40 hours, more than that.
Well, more than that.
Yeah. Well, but by the way, it's interesting you say that. That's what the title of the book is. So Be the Train, the idea is that instead of waiting for the train being the opportunity that's going to take you to your destination, you have to be the train. You have to get into motion before anything's in place because actually you're the opportunity.
You're the vehicle.
You're the vehicle. And people have to jump onto you.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of how I've done everything, which is, exhausting.
Yeah, but amazing.
But it's also like the only way I know how. It's like it's too hard to wait for other people because everyone has their own timeline and their own thing. Mm-hmm. And I just feel like I'd end up waiting forever. Well,
and you're also like in a sea of living in LA and doing what you do. Like, you feel like you're one of so many in this town.
100%.
And I also feel like the industry is changing so rapidly.
People are producing.
And I think it kind of started with comedy.
Yeah.
To a certain degree of like people were not waiting to get their hour deal.
Yeah.
The comedy really.
They're like, screw it. I'll just shoot it.
Yeah.
And I'll put it on YouTube and I'll monetize it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
So it's so interesting. I mean, I don't want this to be a dark question, but have you ever failed at anything?
Yeah. I mean, I think I fail all the time. I think it's like everything has its failures and its successes. Like every single project.
Wins and losses.
Yeah. I feel like nothing, I don't look at anything I've done and been like, well, that was just a pure success. Like, God.
I'm like, that's not successful.
I'm like, that like sucked in 100 ways I wasn't expecting. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, so many things do. And then obviously I have to, for my mental health, focus on the ways that it did work.
Yeah.
Because there are ways in which it did work. But it's like, you know, for example, our first movie, we had a sales agent. And this happens a lot when you make your first movie, but they had like a huge recoup fee. Which is like, you know, first money in. And they basically pitched us this idea that it was going to make millions of dollars. So don't worry, the first couple hundred thousand, you know, go to us or whatever, something like that. And basically we didn't see a dollar. And so from our first movie.
Yeah.
And that was really hard because that was like we put in a lot of time and a lot of energy. And then like even before we made that movie, we tried to raise $1 million for a movie for like a year and we just couldn't. We just couldn't do it.
Yeah.
Because everyone was like, well, you haven't made a movie, so why would I give you $1 million?
Yeah.
They were like, well, how am I supposed to prove that I can make a movie if you don't give me the money?
And so
anyway, that's also in the book, but because ultimately what we ended up doing was deciding to write a completely different script that would fit a bunch of things that we already had access to.
Yeah.
So like I actually wrote from like my producer mind of like, oh, this apartment's available. This person can lend me their dog. This person has a car. This person. And I made like a list of everything that was accessible to me for free. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, okay, now I'm going to create this situation with the crew where everybody owns a part of the movie. Everyone's going to work for free, mm-hmm. but everyone's going to be a producer on the film. That didn't end up happening because we ended up raising more money than we thought, which was one of the successes.
Got it.
But again, it's like in every, do you know what I'm saying? Like
in every instance, yeah.
There's success and failure. Mm-hmm. It's like me not being able to get the $1 million was a huge failure. Like we really felt like, okay, we came out of AFI. We have this master's. Yeah. We have this project. It's fantastic. All we need is $1 million. And that movie never happened. And then it's like, we made this other movie and, you know, we had to start from scratch. And I think that there's a lot of starting from scratch with what I do.
Yeah.
Which is,
Well, that's the upside and downside of how you're navigating this business.
Yeah.
Is that everything you do, because it's starting with you, you're starting, like, you know, you start at the bottom and you've got to build it.
I know.
And then the successes are yours.
Yeah.
But also, the next project, it's like, here we go again.
Oh, and I start from the bottom again.
Yeah.
I mean, the only thing that changes slightly is like my resume. Do you know what I'm saying? But it doesn't change so much. Like, you know what I mean? Anyway. Until I win the Oscar, like it doesn't like. So yeah, it is a little that is a little crazy making.
What are you most interested in, the production side, the writing side, the acting side? Like where is your biggest passion?
Yeah, it's funny. People ask me that a lot. Yeah. I feel like I'm one of those people who really loves having variety. And I think that like I really like I loved being the lead actor. I actually wanted to be an actor since I was really young. Mm-hmm. And then I cut myself out of the equation because when I came to LA, it was just so hard. Mm-hmm. And I was like, everyone's prettier. They've been doing it longer. Their resume's better. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, what am I even playing at? So I just decided to like be a producer because I'm good with people and organizing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it took 10 years for me to be like, wait, I can produce, I can write, I can raise money. I know how to cast. Why not me?
Yeah.
I decided not me.
Yeah.
Now I get to decide me. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And I just put myself in there. But it's like, again, like no one chose me to be the star. I chose me to be the star. Yeah. But it's like,
someone was saying that the other day. I don't know if it was to us, but it was an actor saying that was the mentality they had in every audition. It was like, it wasn't like,
oh, I remember this.
It was like,
why not me?
Yeah. Like, why not me? Yeah.
Yeah.
Was it busy or no? Was it someone else?
No, it was someone else.
It was someone else. But yeah, but I love that because I think that is just, that's the mentality. And I think that's the mentality, that's what the mentality should be in every field.
Yeah.
It's just, why not me? You know what I mean? Like with the podcast even, it's like, why not? Why not us? Why not listen to this podcast? Of all the podcasts, you know, it's, you know, there's so much that goes into it, but at the end of the day, why not? It's not why would you, it's why not?
Why not?
Well, and also I think that the biggest thing for me too is like, what's really hard is the outcome, mm-hmm. right? The outcome is totally out of my control no matter what I do.
Yeah.
But the outpour of the creativity is actually a huge piece of my life. And so whenever I'm feeling really frustrated, which happens often, because it's a hard life to be a self-starter all the time. And there are moments where I'm like, what am I doing? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And like, but at the same time, I'm like, when I look at the quality of my life and how many creative things I get to do, I'm like, wow, that outpour, it's not just about the outcome.
Yes.
It's also about the quality of my life.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Yeah.
You can't be just tied to the outcome because then otherwise you're not going to, your heart's not going to be in
it. It's like a flash in the pan. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And you also, it's so short lived.
It is.
It's like you win an award, you pick it up, and then you deal with your life.
You're like you know, what am I doing? Where do I put it?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
All right, that chapter's done. Yeah. The end.
That was a good photo moment. Now let's move on to the rest of my life.
Now what am I doing?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So.
Easy.
And then, okay, so just recently, this is how we've connected to be in touch most days now. Because I'm not like the most social mom of our group, to say the least.
But you are one of the funniest.
I am. I will. I will wear that crown proudly.
Yes.
But I think there was like one gathering at your house. I feel like she posted something. We talked about it a few episodes ago of like, I've been this thin. I've never been this strong. Mm. Like I've had the Diet Cokes. I've had the cigs. Like, you know,
She showed me that when you were like,
been this weight, but I've never been this strong.
Red Bulls or something.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
And it kind of unlocked something in me where I was like, I want to feel good again.
I love that.
You know, and I think we just recently moved and I feel so removed from most of society. But I do feel kind of removed, you know. I'm not central anymore. So
removed not because of the new house, but the location of the house.
You know, I think two things. What? Removed in the sense that this is not going to be relatable and we should cut it out. But like that I have this like fully loaded gym and I'm like, I have no desire.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean?
That is unrelatable.
It's true.
Mike said to me the other day,
he looks at me because I've been going to these classes that Selena got me into and I've been going. And so then the third morning in a row, I was like, I got to go. I'm going to be late. And he's like, can I ask you something? I go, sure. He's like, what does this class have
that our gym
doesn't have?
Mike said this?
And I look at him and I was like, an instructor? Like,
you were like,
motivation?
People.
A cancellation fee? Like, all of the above.
I don't like working out at home.
No. Yeah. And I discovered that sadly.
And I'm motivated by other people.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not just the instructor, it's other people that make me. I'm halfway through the class, I'm gonna show up.
Yeah.
And halfway through the class, I'm always like, I would totally have stopped at this point.
Yeah, well,
at home.
Without fail.
Like, so I had a trainer who used to come to my house.
Uh-huh. I hate that.
Really? Well,
I tried that.
I love it because I can't cancel.
Well, yeah.
Because he's just right there. Yeah. And so I have to leave my house because he's right there. Yeah. And so I have to do the class. And I'm also like Jewish. And I'm like, you know, my like if I paid and I didn't do
Jewish.
It.
Like, where am I going with this?
Yeah. I'm like, yeah, where am I going with this?
No, I am too.
Not to put a, but I do get like upset if I pay for something and I don't do it.
Everyone does, but yeah.
Especially us. Not just us Jews.
Yeah.
It's probably a bad joke actually right now. Times are
we can cut
shitty.
That one
I'm
out.
Jewish. Yeah, I'm Jewish. It's okay. I like it.
Anyway, but I am just obsessed with this class. But I think also the heat.
It's the heat.
The heat.
Can
makes
I tell you something
so
really weird?
Good.
But wait, what happened with the trainer? He would come to your house and make you leave your house?
No, I would work out in my garage.
Oh, with him?
Yeah.
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 Ugh, I hate when the trainer's just staring at you and they're like, do like, this, do that.
Grab
I'm like,
the kettlebell. I was like, fuck
I'm like,
off.
I'm, yeah, fuck you. I'm like, I'm you. Paying for this. I'm paying for this. No.
That's awful. I mean, look at your stomach. Did your stomach look like that before?
No. No, never. Thank you. I appreciate it because I go every single day.
You go every day?
Every single day.
It's easy to go every day.
Break this down for me because so it's called Burn.
Yeah.
And Cottie was saying
Burn should pay us.
They have different.
At least lower my cancellation fee. Yeah.
They have different classes.
Yeah.
So what is your favorite?
So, well, my favorite, there's one called ISO, which is basically for the small. You basically have a 1 pound weight, but you're supposed to not drop it for 25 minutes. Mm-hmm. So for 25 minutes, you're doing all sorts of stuff with a 1 pound weight.
Uh-huh.
And I love
you
that
like
class.
That one?
Yes.
That's my least favorite.
That's your, really? That's your favorite.
That's my
the
favorite.
The burn, look at that. The burn is so intense that
it's
you're
so
just
intense.
Like, this is dreadful.
Yeah, but it feels so good after.
My favorite.
So a lot of it's on the floor. Would you compare this to like a Tracy Anderson?
Yes.
Okay.
I would, yes. Okay. But apparently I have not been to Tracy Anderson, but I've seen a lot of stuff on it. And I think that I think this has more instructions.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then this is, I would call this like cardio meets Pilates meets weight training.
Got you.
In a
hot
room.
So there is cardio in all these classes.
Yeah. Yeah. There's okay.
The
two
Burn
minutes.
45 is like their staple class.
But on the floor at cardio?
No. You're doing like jumping jacks in the heat.
With like,
for like
1 pound
2 minutes.
In your, or like punching with 1 pound hands. Yeah. They start with a stretch and you're like, fuck, I'm already sweating.
Yeah.
And then you do legs for like 2 songs.
Yeah.
And then you do arms for 2 songs.
So you go 7 days a week.
Yeah.
What time do you go?
I go a lot at 7 a.m.
Okay.
I go sometimes 8:15 if someone else can drop off my son.
And it's 45 minutes.
My favorite class is Burn 45, the hot stretch.
Yeah.
Do you ever do two in a row?
I have not, but I almost did.
Okay.
I was like, am I unlocking this level of psycho? Yeah. And I was like, I almost am.
I couldn't. It's too hot.
I can see you doing it.
It's way too hot.
I think I'll do it one day. So I'm going to be 50 tomorrow. 50 what? Classes tomorrow. Oh.
I was like from 35 to 50.
No,
okay, amazing.
You're gonna be, that's all you've done?
Yeah.
No offense, that's a huge.
Yeah.
But I thought.
I know, me too.
50 tomorrow.
I feel, me too. I feel like I've done like 200.
You've been doing it for a year.
Me too, but no, I guess it's just been a few months.
You don't miss a day?
No.
You do a day and you go, I get it.
I don't miss a day.
You go every single
day. But I will say this, I miss, obviously, when I travel.
Yeah.
So like any trip I
do. Do you work out when you travel?
This
no. Is, okay, me
no, because you know why?
Why?
Because I fucking go every day.
Yeah. And because you're not a serial killer. Who works out when they travel?
Well, I've had this conversation with her, and I don't either. I give myself full permission to not work out.
Me too.
But then I find after, you know, I mean, sure, if I'm gone 5 days, whatever. But if I'm gone like, you know, a week or two, it messes with my mental health.
Me too. Oh. That actually did happen to me. So it's funny you say that, because if I take like a 3 to 5 day trip, I'm fine.
Yes.
But I took a trip that was 2 weeks.
Yes.
When I had already gotten really into burn. Mm-hmm. And by the end, I was like,
not okay.
I was like unwell. I was like, I need to do something.
Unwell.
And I actually did go to the gym at the where I was staying, and I felt like a total sociopath.
It's very it's
like, what do I do in here?
Yeah, I was like,
it's very weird. But you and I were talking, and you were like, just go on the treadmill for 20 minutes. And I think that like I have to get it's and it's not me obsessing about my body or calories or anything. It's like
it's
need that cardio, that heart for the mental.
Yeah.
And I mean, and I so my new thing now is like, I got to figure it out if I'm gone longer than 5 days, because I get looped, and then I get home and I'm like, tension is high.
There's this like little app I have, which is fabulous. And I know the exact day, the exact workout. If you want like a 20-minute easy hit of like walk for 3 minutes, run for two, walk for three,
what
run for one, walk for four, sprint for one. It's like an app. It's a running app, but I found one day that's just slaps. You just hop on that treadmill.
Slaps is like a new word.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Who's giving it to you? Where are you getting
like
this?
Like a 14-year-old. Who said slaps?
Yeah. Slaps. I need a minute. I need a minute to digest that. Wait, so it's a 25-minute
No, it's
protocol?
Just like, it's. I think it's like 15 minutes or 20 minutes.
See,
and
I'm
you
have
run.
To integrate.
It's like, I couldn't run for 20 minutes straight, nor do I want to.
Yeah.
But I could like run for like a minute and a half and walk for two and then run. And then you end up going at the end of it going, oh, I just ran for 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And I walked for 10.
I just need to get my heart rate up.
Yeah.
I need to get my ears unplugged. But you can't do this 2 classes in a row. You'd faint.
What were you doing before this?
I think I would.
Were you doing personal trainer right before this, or were you into
classes?
Yeah,
but I was also... first of all, a lot of things. First of all, I had my daughter's a year and a half.
Okay.
So like
young,
6 months ago, I still had a lot of post baby weight.
Yeah.
That honestly partially shed because the marketing campaign for our movie was so stressful and was so overwhelming. Mm-hmm. And I started smoking cigarettes again.
You did.
So it was like,
I love you and your
sex.
It was like
a combo. Platter of just like enormous amount of stress, smoking a lot of cigarettes. So like not healthy.
Yeah.
But I kind of like started shedding a lot of weight like that. And then I was like, okay, I need to stop smoking cigarettes.
I need this to be healthy.
I need like a healthy version of feeling better.
Mm-hmm.
And then I started working out again.
Okay.
Which took a minute. But but I feel like that's why I'm like, to me, the transition is like now I feel really strong.
Yeah.
And I've never felt this strong before.
Yeah.
Which feels really good.
I love that.
Because I think there's so much stuff with women and our weight and our this and other. It's like so exhausting to live in our own head.
That's what I also like about that class, though. It's like all sizes. I sat next to her friend in the class. She signed me up for a guest pass. And you know me, I'm like, I could be an Orthodox Jew. Like, I am covered head to toe. I'm just short of wearing the wig.
Yeah.
Like, so you know me when I go into a class, I'm like, hello.
You have like a raincoat on.
I do. I've got my duster and I'm like, she looks at me, she goes, it's going to be hot. You're going to want to take that off. And I was like, yeah, I'm good. And she's like, don't worry. We're all going to be naked. Just take it off. And I was like, yeah, I will if I get hot. Thanks. And she's like, you should just do it now. And I was like, leave me alone. And then you look around and there are all these women, different sizes, different ages.
Yeah.
And everyone's naked. And you're just like, you're like, oh, wait, I'm taking it off. Like the last time I was this naked and like, a room this size was like, you know what I mean? I was like, yeah. Oh my God, I'm naked in here.
Well, I actually told my husband that I want him to go because I want him to admire me more. Because I feel like if he does one class, he'll be like,
you were like, Diane. Yeah, you know what
I
mean?
Like, I want a new level of proud unlocked. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, I want him to be like, who are you?
There. I think you're there. When you were out of town, he was like, she's probably dying. She's like, she goes every day.
Really?
She's like, she's hooked too.
So how, like, do they do the classes, like, they release once a week or something? You have to sign up for all of them? Yeah. Or is it, like, a month out?
No, it's 3 weeks, 2 weeks out.
Okay.
Yeah.
2 weeks out.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then most are already on, like, I'm on a wait list for 2 weeks.
What?
Yeah, for one of the instructors.
Well, I sign up.
Let's see. So how do we know which ones? Okay, those have already taken. Okay, reserve.
For example, let's go to tomorrow.
I
also like Ruby a lot.
Whoa. Yeah, are you kidding me?
No.
Hot box sounds fun. Okay, let's see. Sunday? Wait, really? Okay, what's the cancellation fee?
$40.
Yeah, that's annoying.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, they charge you for the class. They are ruthless.
I was just going to say, that's what the class costs.
Well, and if you're on a wait list, I did the math.
Wait, hold on. I'm unlimited. I'm still getting charged $40.
No, if you cancel... But you're paying, I think it's $260 for the month. And if you go every day, that's $8.
Oh. Look at you. Getting your money's worth.
I know. I was like,
Bang for your buck.
You know what makes me laugh is that I am picturing you on your kitchen counter doing the math.
You should do two in a row.
I know, right?
Bring it down to $650. I know.
That's an $8 class.
Is that crazy?
No wonder they charge, because most of the people that go, you see the same people.
Yeah.
Wow. Like, okay, so can we go to like next, I don't know.
Go to next Sunday.
Yeah. Sunday.
Look at this. Join wait list. I'm signed up for that first one.
Okay, wait, go to like Friday. Okay.
Those are pretty open. Yeah.
When am I going with you?
Whenever you want.
Oh, and I can give you a guest pass.
I have a guest pass.
There we go.
Do you get three every month? Or
yeah.
You get three every month.
Liz, are you coming?
Okay. Like it refreshes?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Do you drink?
Oh, of course.
Oh, you do?
Talk to us about
Mexican,
your drinking.
Please. No.
Can you tell us about your drinking? We're very curious. We like to survey people.
Yeah.
Because we drink,
what kind of questions? We drink pretty often.
I haven't drank all week.
Yeah. First, how often do you drink?
Okay. I love to be a little tipsy,
but
I don't drink often. So my rule is kind of like, it's not a rule. It's just what happens in my life. It's probably once to twice a week.
Okay.
I would say I'll do probably like 3 or 4 glasses of wine. But
on those 1 to 2 nights.
Yeah. 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 But most days, nights, I don't drink because it's just like not.
You're like, also in the grind of it with like two really young kids.
But wait, why?
Yeah, young kids.
I want to hear what she's saying. Why don't you? Because it seems like sometimes it seems helpful.
I know, but you know what? I don't enjoy it. Like I enjoy more the feeling of like 3 glasses of wine.
Yeah.
Versus one.
Yeah.
So it's like, if I'm already going to do it, I kind of want to be like out and with girlfriends and like.
Wow. You're so healthy.
Is it?
Yes.
Is that healthy? I don't know.
Compared to us.
Well, tell me about your guys's.
And was wine your drink of choice?
Drinking schedule.
Drinking schedule.
I do love wine.
Yeah.
I'm a big wine person.
Yeah.
I also love cocktails.
Okay.
Which is just pure sugar.
Tequila?
But I love it. I do love tequila. Yeah. And also, like, if I'm on a trip right now, I just came back from a trip with some girlfriends, and it was, like, day drinking, which I rarely ever do unless my kids are not around. But when my kids are not around and it's, like, a girl's...
Yeah. Like, you like the day drinking?
Like, an Aperol spritz all day.
Yeah.
So nice.
Just a slow burn.
I agree. All day Aperol.
Yeah.
For like all day rosé.
You can't what? Day drink?
I can't. I can if I'm sitting in my house. Gets a bit depressing. But I can't do it like by a pool. It makes me like ill.
Really?
Like, I don't feel great now.
Really? What do you mean?
Like, because I don't want to drink wine by a pool. I'll drink an Aperol spritz. But yeah, like when I was in Hawaii, I didn't day drink all day.
But like, did you have your kids with you?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
So but I also had like my parents there. Like I could have.
Yeah.
But
you just didn't feel like it.
I just got this Aura ring.
Oh, yeah. I have a lot of friends who have this Aura ring.
Jerome just got one too.
So I got this like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Wore it for like a week and was like, it's trash. I don't like, I never want to see it again.
I thought it was uncomfortable.
So Do you know how insane this thing is?
Wait, no, does this pertain to the Hawaii drinking?
Yes.
Okay, because I'm like, so really like jump ship on that.
No.
I need to close the loop.
No. So anyway, I was drinking all last week. You know, my usual. I got this Oura ring, put it on. I got it Monday and I put it on. Or whatever, Sunday, whatever. It doesn't matter. I had 3 glasses of red wine, which is unlike me because I just drink vodka or tequila at night.
Yeah.
Had 3 glasses of red wine. My scores, it gives you like a readiness score, a sleep score. Like it'll tell you if you're getting sick. Uh-oh. Like all this shit.
Oh my God.
My lines dropped.
Meaning like your health was everything. A lot worse.
After three like, glasses of wine?
It literally, my graph goes down and then right back up.
Oh my God.
And so I had 3 glasses of red wine on Sunday. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Cause Mike went to Oasis and I was like, I'm going to drink.
Mm-hmm.
And so bless you.
Thank you.
And then I haven't had a drink all week.
Because you just saw the graph and you were like, I don't want to see the graph like that again.
No, and that was from that one night. And then the next day it started to stabilize.
I feel like if
it
I get the Oura ring, then I'll be sad. Cause
me too.
But I love it.
I want to do my 3 drinks.
No, I'm going to test it. No, don't worry. I'm going to test it tonight with like spirits.
Yeah.
Because I think wine is like the most evil thing you can do. Like red.
Yeah. I love it.
I love red.
No, it just disrupts my sleep so much. Like vodka, I can just go.
Really?
You didn't drink all week?
Didn't drink all week.
Wow.
Well, I kept signing up for these classes and then being like, well, I don't want to be drunk at a 6 a.m. class.
Oh, by the way, guess what? Yesterday I had book club. So yesterday was my 3 glasses of wine night.
Yeah. Okay.
Was yesterday night. And I did a 7 a.m. this morning and it murdered me.
Oh, did it?
Yes. Murdered you.
Were you sweating it out?
Yes.
You get lightheaded.
Yes.
The first class she took me to, I was so lightheaded, I almost fainted.
Yes. Yeah.
And then the instructor started feeling lightheaded, and I was like, oh, God, we're both going down.
Wait, what? The instructor?
Oh, yeah.
She had, like, this weird bout of, like, she's like, I've got to step out of the room.
Yeah.
She's like, I feel like I'm going to faint.
Wait.
Yeah.
When?
The first class I went to with her.
Yes. I was like, this is not normal.
So have you been to Hot 8 yoga?
Yes.
Okay, so is it that hot?
I would say it's, like,
I've done Hot
8. Almost that hot. But I think it might be a little less.
Did they have the lights, though?
No.
It's the lights.
Yeah.
It's the infrared red lights.
But apparently those lights are supposed to be really good for your skin.
Yeah.
I was talking
How good does your skin look in that class?
I mean.
You're all glowy and tan.
Well, it's also like a red light, so you can't see your face really well.
And your teeth look all weird.
Whenever I take the picture inside the class, I'm like, look at me. And then I go outside, and I'm just like, oh, like burnt tomato. Yeah. I'm like, oh.
You look like an alcoholic. Like you're like flush, and you're like all hot and sweaty.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm glad I took the picture
inside.
Your
milk toast skin with like just drips. Then you go outside, and you're like, ah.
You know what's so funny? This is a super side tangent, but I remember during the pandemic, just talking about seeing yourself, because I do all these like beauty appointments, and during the pandemic I couldn't do any of them, and I just remember like at one point looking in the mirror and being like, I feel like an actual witch that's melted. Like I feel like everything's just fallen
everything's
off.
Dissolved.
Yeah, everything dissolved. Like everything, like it's like, who am I really without my beauty appointment? Like I don't know. It was very sad. Anyway, I'm glad we're back.
Melted. Oh my gosh, that's funny. I guess I need to try it. So it's like Lek isn't hot compared to that.
No.
Oh.
Well, you know, it's a different hot. Lek's different hot.
Yeah.
Lek is like, I don't know.
I used to love Hot 8 though. I loved that.
Really?
Yeah.
Lek's hard as shit.
Yeah.
Lek's hard.
Did you ever do Moto?
I have, but it's not hot enough.
No. So I used to do Moto back in the day and I really liked it, but now I can't remember because it's been so long.
I feel like now I get bored with the yoga, but I tried doing it after Hot 8 because Hot 8 was like not convenient location wise, and it just wasn't hot enough.
Yeah,
that's why I don't like the 6 a.m.
I wonder if you would like Lek.
What is
she
Lek?
Would? I bet
it's
you
a
would.
Trampoline cardio strength. Yeah.
Okay, I did a trampoline thing. I'm probably sharing too much.
Yeah,
but for that birthday, do you remember?
Oh yeah,
Santino's birthday. Yeah. I peed myself a little.
Oh, that's
I was like,
yeah. I saw you jumping.
No other mom peeing themselves. Like, I was like, this is so fun. I was like,
I know.
And
I saw
was like,
her.
Wait a minute. What is no one else experiencing this?
I was like, we get it, Selena, you're 35. And she's like, wee!
Was it a big trampoline?
That place was insane.
Oh, you went to the, what was it called? Get it,
it's called, what is it?
The trampoline
park?
We
get it. You're young and you can bounce. I'm glad to know you were pissing yourself.
Thank you.
That makes me feel a ton better. I was like, my lower back hurts. I don't know.
What's that place? What's the trampoline place called?
Sky Zone.
Oh, Sky Zone.
No, it wasn't. This place was like a chic Sky Zone. With, yes. Like,
it was very chic.
It was so fucking chic.
It was
chic.
Like the most
where?
Chic.
What's it
it's
called?
In Glendale. It's called...
what's it called?
Jump It?
It's the coolest
it's a private.
Place.
It's not open to the public. It's insane.
Yes.
There's three levels.
Yeah.
And the first level has like a dance floor and a bar. And then and it's got like...
And there's an under arcade
a bunch
level.
Of art everywhere.
Yeah.
And send then me the info.
Oh, your boys would die for a party there.
And rent the whole and place the trampolines out. Are amazing if you can
it's all like
handle
did you
your...
Have a, did you have a vaginal birth?
No.
Oh.
No. C-section. I had two C-sections.
Okay.
I just
jump
myself.
Club. This is it.
Oh, jump club.
So look
oh,
at
wow.
this. And then you go upstairs and it's a rock wall and like this for younger kids.
I know, me too. I was like, I should have
the
a
strobe
vaginal
lights
birth
were killing me.
This is...
I feel I wonder if that's why if women who had vaginal births if it's more so
I don't think
for them.
So. I don't know though. I
think
also,
if you were to be jumping more often though, you wouldn't be
look
doing
this. A bowling alley.
For real.
Look, a bowling alley and wow. then all this like AI stuff.
That's amazing.
Wait,
or
so
virtual reality stuff.
This place
it's
you guys
so
are
cool.
talking about
yeah.
Is a jumping what?
So our friend Lauren, it's her method. It's okay. It's next to Modo.
Oh, okay.
And yeah, it's a trampoline.
Oh, look.
It's a trampoline.
Look
workout
at her body.
And strength training. And it's fun.
Oh.
It's fun.
Wait, is this what Megan does?
Yes. This is what Megan does.
She, you know
so
what?
Sam
she
introduced
inspired
us.
Me. So because she was so obsessed with her workout.
She can thank me.
She can thank Sam.
Really?
Yeah.
So she got really obsessed with this workout. And then she seemed like really happy that she was really obsessed with the workout. And
yeah.
I was like, I want to be happily obsessed
oh,
with the workout.
Well,
was, this was this before you started Burn?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yes.
So the funniest part is we take her. I go to a class and
yeah.
Megan comes with us.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
Sam has always done it. And she's always told me. She's like, just try it. Just try it. So I finally try it. And Megan's like, well, I want to try something. Because Megan was doing the weirdest shit at home. She was like walking uphill. For like an hour and a half. I was like, this is so stupid.
Yeah.
And so she comes and she leaves in true Megan form. She's like, that's not for me. And I was like, well, okay. She's like, yeah, I don't see why people are so into it. It's not for me. And then she's like, I'm going tomorrow morning at 7 if you want to go. I was like, motherfucker, you just said it's
not
for you. Now
so
she's
funny.
There.
She
like,
loves it.
Now she like
on
camps
the
out in the alley. Like, I'm like, she's there
so
every day.
Funny.
Oh, she goes on weekdays?
Every day.
Oh, just early.
I think they
she
do
has
a
to go
7 a.m. private
to
class
go.
With her.
What's your sign?
What do you think my sign is?
I was going to say
I'm a pretty
Leo.
Obvious.
I was going to say Gemini.
I'm an Aries.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You're fire.
Yeah.
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 I knew. You were, yeah. Definitely fire energy.
Yeah.
I like it.
Thank you.
What
I
are
feel...
we?
Air.
I am too?
Yeah. Yeah.
What
That's
are
why
you
I like
guys?
Your fire, baby.
What do you think I am?
Let's see your air.
Oh, now you have three choices. See, I've really cut it down for you.
Libra?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yay, you win.
Yeah,
what about
love
me?
That.
Again, here she goes.
I'm trying to remember the other two air signs. What are the other two air signs?
So it's Libra, Gemini, Aquarius.
Oh, you're Gemini.
No.
No?
What I'm Aquarius. I rub shoulders with everyone.
Yeah,
really?
Aquarius.
Interesting.
Yeah.
It's funny because you know a lot about your own sign.
Yeah.
Or at least I
yeah.
know
yeah,
a lot
of
about
course.
My own sign.
Of course, I don't know
sign.
Anything
yeah.
about
no.
Aries.
Yeah, and I'm like. But.
I just go off of energy that I've gotten from, you know, I don't go deep diving. Like, I mean, I don't live my life by astrology, but I do find that there are common denominators.
Yeah.
And so with people that I've known and met, it's an interesting because it always kind of.
Yeah.
You know, along.
Definitely. And yeah. I'm very, like, the way I'm described is very me.
What
like
is
Aries.
Your husband?
He's a Cancer.
Interesting.
And it's really funny because my son's a Leo. Uh-huh. My daughter's a Sagittarius.
Whoa.
So we're all
oh,
fire.
You have
Lord.
The trifecta.
Yeah.
Of,
so we're all fire,
fire.
And my husband is
water.
A little water crab.
Yeah.
And he's like,
oh my God.
Everyone
poor,
stop speaking.
Poor
and
Dan.
We're all like
Cancers.
Like, this is what
everyone,
our house feels
everyone's
like.
Screaming Spanish. So like,
literally.
And Dan's like,
do your kids speak Spanish?
Yeah.
And your husband?
No. Oh. He gets what he wants. Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, did he speak Spanish before he met you?
He did high school Spanish, and then he met me, and he was like, oh, if I want things in Mexico.
Was Spanish your first language?
I spoke them both at the same time.
That's genius.
And my kids do too.
Are your parents still in Mexico?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Do you go often?
Yeah. Yeah, I have a place in Puerto Vallarta.
Oh, my God. Fuck yeah.
I go a lot. Yeah. Whenever you want.
That's amazing.
My house is your house.
Oh, my God. Mi casa su casa?
Yeah.
I see. I was like, why did they teach me that when someone asked me how I was doing? I was like, why would I ever say so-so?
Yeah.
So-so. Wait, do people tell you look like Lindsay Lohan 2.0?
Oh, okay. I'll take it.
You look like the
2.0 version. Yeah. Yes, please.
Yeah. You look like the hot facelifted version of her.
Oh, my God. I love that.
You don't look like you've had work, but like.
Thank you.
That's what she looks like. There was a meme
that my girlfriend's from Mexico. Right?
Yeah.
There was a meme that my girlfriend's from Mexico.
She's the hot version. She's the hot Lindsay Lohan, and probably even hotter.
It's your lips and nose.
Oh, well, thank you.
And eyes.
So my girlfriends from Mexico were like sending this meme that was really funny that was like, all I want for Christmas. Yeah. And it was like Lindsay Lohan's 2.0 face.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I mean, it's pretty effing good.
Yeah,
I think the fact that she supposedly now like doesn't drink or do anything I don't know.
She dated a friend of mine back in the day when she was in her real bad place. But I'm glad to see she's doing better.
Do you have a bat mitzvah?
No, actually, I got the choice between a bat mitzvah and
a quinceañera. Of course,
I chose a quinceañera.
It was so amazing.
And I'll tell you guys a really fun story. So I used to go clubbing very young. Now that I'm a mom, I'm like, how is anyone letting me do all the things I was doing?
But anyway,
at 14 years old, I was at a club every weekend.
But your parents are probably okay with it.
Yeah, they. Oh, of course.
I have a friend who's also
raised in
Mexico.
No phone. Yeah. It's like now I'm like, how is this possible?
Do your parents party like that? Okay, keep going.
Anyway,
I love that.
But they don't go to like clubs.
No,
but
I know.
They're like,
but they can drink and hang. Yeah, the best.
So anyway, I was 14 years old. I also went to boarding school in Switzerland. So I was alone at a young age.
How long did you go for?
4 years.
What? Yeah. That's my dream. I mean, I don't know that I would have gone for 4 years, but I knew a few girls who went to Switzerland specifically, and they came back like just so much more sophisticated.
Really?
Yeah. Did you love it?
I think I love, yes.
Okay.
Yes, and it's complicated. Okay. I love now that I went.
Four years away, though, is hard.
It opened up the world to me, and it was a very international school, which was amazing. But at the time you're like a little bitch about everything.
Yeah.
You're like, I don't want to go today.
Whose idea?
Like, it's like all sorts.
It's just
relatable.
Yeah. It's like your gym.
Your gym.
I don't want to ski today. It helps.
Was it your idea or your parents' idea?
No, that was actually, it was my sister got in a fight with my mom. And then my mom was like, you're a spoiled brat. We should send you to Switzerland. And my sister was like, oh yeah? Well, I want to go. And then everyone was like, we were joking. You're not going anywhere. And she was like, no, I want to go now. And they were like, well, that's not really on the table. And she was like, well, let's put it on the table. And got into the whole thing.
Yeah.
Anyway, she won. And my parents were like, okay, we'll send her. And then I was like, I want to go too. And they were like, you're 12. Like, what's happening in this house? And I was like, I want to do what my sister does.
Yeah. Oh, my
anyway,
God.
But back to my story, though, it's funny. So I used to go out in Mexico, like, all the time. I was 14 years old. And I remember at some point I was, like, at the cool club in Guadalajara. And I went up to the guy who was, like, the owner of the club. And I was like, you know, how much would you charge me to do my quinceañera here?
Stop it.
And he looks at me
and he
looks at me and he goes, are you telling me that you've been coming here every weekend and you are 14 years old? Because obviously I had a fake ID.
Yeah.
But I hadn't even thought about that.
Stop it. You outed yourself.
Yeah. And guess what?
Yeah.
He did it. No, he made my quinceañera. He was like, "You're such a bold little lady."
You're like, "I'm the train, bitch."
Yeah, he was like, "Let's make your party here."
What was the legal age to go? 18?
18. 18. I mean, wow. It's Mexico, but legally, 18.
Oh my God, I love it. And your parents were on board for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was an open bar. And it's so funny because then people from like the school called and they were like, kids got drunk. Well, my parents
open bar?
Yeah, my parents were like, the open bar was for the adults.
Wait, did you come back from Switzerland to do this party?
So I went to Switzerland from 12 to 14, back home from 14 to 16, uh-huh. back to Switzerland 16 to 18.
Wow.
And I graduated. Holy shit.
Were you there at the same time as your sister?
The first 2 years, yeah. And then the second 2 years, she had already graduated.
How many years older is she?
4 and a half.
Wow.
She's a redhead, right?
She goes back and forth.
She does.
That's like her biggest life thing. We always joke about it. It's like deep, deep questions with Vanessa Rangel because she's like, should I be a redhead or should I be a blonde? Should I be a redhead? Or should I be a blonde? And that's like our biggest life.
Rangel. Life question. That's how you say her last name.
You're like, I'm writing a book. She's like, I'm still deciding. Am I red?
She's like, I don't know. What should I do about my hair? No. No, but I also, yeah.
Where does she live? Does she live here?
She lives in Montecito.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Yeah, she loves it. It's so beautiful. Cool.
Wait, and lastly,
yeah.
Are you doing a podcast yet?
Yes, I am.
Are you?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I
know we talked about it.
Yes.
You did. What's it called?
It's called Be the Train.
Be the Train.
Amazing. And it's all about creative entrepreneurship and how to, actually, I'd love to have you guys on my podcast.
Yay!
But it's all about... It's all about people starting things on their own terms. And it doesn't just have to be in the film world. It's like it could be about starting this podcast, for example, that you guys started. Mm-hmm. But I'm a really big believer in people creating their own opportunities and following their creative passions. And I kind of want to explore how different people go about doing that and what are like the pitfalls and the, you know, successes mm-hmm. along the way.
I love that.
You know the first thing I thought of when she said that? She's like, when people start things, I'm like, I have a ton of before pictures.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's our running joke is that like I start health kicks.
She loves
like,
before and afters, but there's no after pictures.
I have zero pictures in my after folder.
Really?
So maybe that'll be my train.
Okay,
That'll be your train.
You put me on your train to burn.
Is yours every week?
Yeah, so I release one episode a week.
Nice.
But I try to shoot like 4 or 5 in one day.
Jesus, look at you, woman. Overachieving.
Well, it's just so hard to set everything up. You guys have this all set up.
Yeah, do you do it at your house?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So I have to like set everything up. I'm like, if I'm already set up, I might as well have 4 or 5 people come.
And video?
Yeah.
Amazing. Yeah. So exciting.
Yeah.
I love that for you.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming on. I want to be your new best friend.
Yay. Well, you are.
I knew you'd love her.
Well, I mean, I do love fire signs and you're like just so fascinating.
She's a fun one.
Oh, thank you.
You are a fun one.
So are you guys.
Fun and fascinating.
Yay.
Yay.
And slightly motivated.
Let's go to Vegas.
Seriously,
I want to see how many tequila I should have.
Yeah, seriously,
I'll put the aura ring on.
Let's
see what happens to me.
I love that.
Wow, I like that. That's actually making an impact on you.
It's the only thing I had to visually see it.
Wow,
I had to see it.
I don't want
to
see it yet.
I don't want to see it.
I'm not ready.
And then it has all the lines.
Not ready.
We'll talk more about it, but it has lines. And it's like, pay attention, pay attention.
Uh-oh.
They're like, you're slipping. Pay attention.
Rude.
I'm like,
I know.
You stay in the room.
Yeah, exactly. You're like, you're not coming to dinner.
I'm thirsty.
Love it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Don't worry about it.
Thank you, guys.